and let's go Marauders.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, it's the third game of a week-long series between the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Bradenton Marauders. This is the Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you set for tonight's ball game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates single-A affiliates. Tonight, the Cardinals are being rebranded as the Mamo Oat Milkers for those Marauders faithful that remember the Marauders took on that suit the 121st minor league baseball team this year, I think it was in middle of June, so about a month and a half ago now. As it is a new month, it is August 1st, and so I can put all the numbers and stats from July behind you. It's a brand new clean slate here in August. Bradenton last night, boy, that was a wild one. They went into the ninth inning trailing 6-1, had literally, according to StatCast, they had a 0% chance of winning, or it might have been just decimals, so probably not less than 99.9% chance of winning that game. They end up coming from behind, scoring 7 in the ninth before being walked off. 9-8 and a wild one last night. That was a Florida State League special. And so they have, each team has won a game now in the first two games. Game three, help decide who can take the inside edge on this series. And I'll get back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, as the Marauders and the Cardinals go head-to-head in the third game of this six-game week-long battle. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. The Buccos are off today, a travel day for them, as they head back to PNC Park.
.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show as the Marauders and Cardinals get ready to go on this Thursday in Malmo Oat Milkers night for the Cardinals. Let's take a look at the starting lineups now for both sides as we start with the visitors today and the Bradenton Marauders. They enter in 41-57 overall, 12-20 in the second half. Cardinals 57-39 with a 20-10 overall record. For Bradenton, here is their starting nine on the 1st of August. Johnny Severino starts for the second straight night. He's playing second base and batting leadoff. The lefty catcher, Omar Alfonso, hits second. Switching third baseman, Connor Delgado bats third, followed by the lefty left fielder in Shalin Polanco. Shortstop, Jordani Los Santos, sits in the 6th spot. Lefty right fielder, Edmando Terrero, batting behind him. Lefty first baseman, Justin Mickness, hits in the 7th spot. Javier Rivas, the DH, hits 8th, and Braylon Bishop, the left-handed hitting center fielder, rounds out the starting 9 for the visitors and the Bradenton Marauders. Anthony Solometo makes his second start with Bradenton today. 0-1, a 7.36 ERA, the number 11 prospect in the Pirates org, according to Baseball America, who is as high as number 3 on MLB Pipeline. He battles Chen-Wei Lin, another top 30 prospect in the Cardinals system. He enters in at number 29, according to Baseball America. Here is their starting 9. Center fielder Braden Joubert hits leadoff. The catcher Samer Hernandez hits second. First round pick in this year's draft, the DH J.J. Weatherholt bats third. Josh Cross, who hits cleanup, plays first base. Ian Petrut's the left fielder, bats fifth. Jose Cordoba, the right fielder, hitting 6th. Angelo Encarnacion plays second base and hits 7th. Batting 8th and playing 3rd is Caden McGee, as Lisandro Espinoza rounds out the starting 9. He is the shortstop today. And again, Chen-Wei Lin is on the hill for Palm Beach. Lin comes in on the season with a 6-5 record of 3.51 ERA. Cardinals are looking to win their second straight. Marauders looking to bounce back after a tough loss yesterday when they overcame an insurmountable deficit, and they were thwarted from winning that ball game after scoring 7 runs in the top of the 9th inning, which was also the most runs that they've scored in an inning of this season. So we'll see what the future holds here today, as it's a perfect day for baseball fans falling in on this dollar beer Thursday, nothing but mostly blue skies and some white puffed clouds up there. We're having this ceremonial first pitch right now as the mound meeting is over between both umpires and both managers as well. So when we come back here, it will be first pitch from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That's next year with the anthem as well here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM, or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Tell your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
It's a new day. They have a chance to bounce back as they will face Chen Wei Len for the Cardinals. He's a top 30 prospect in the St. Louis Cardinals org. They'll face Johnny Severino, Omar Alfonso, and Kiner Delgado. Len is a 6'7", 205, 22-year-old right-hander out of Tainan in Taiwan. So same country as and Roger Dean. 0-2. Down low with a dirt for a ball. First series meeting this year between Bradenton and Palm Beach. Only six games that these teams will face each other this year. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three when lunging after a changeup on the outside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts, two gone in the first inning. Here's Connor Delgado. Two outs, base is clear. Let's set the defense for you. After first pitch to Connor Delgado, who steps in the left side. As Lynn deals home first pitch. And it's hacked and missed at a 98, top of the zone for strike one. Start of the outfield, left to right, Ian Petrutz, Brandon Jobert, and Jose Cordova's in right. Cade McGee's at third. Lisandro Espinoza and Angelo Encarnacion up the middle. Josh Crossman's first. As the 0-1's tugged down and in for a ball. And Sammy Hernandez does the catching for the Palm Beach Cardinals. From the lineup, 1-1. And that's hit hard on the ground towards first. Big hop for Cross. He has it chest high, steps on the bag. It's a 1-2-3 top of the first inning for Chen Wayne Lin. Cardinals to bat here in the Marauders Broadcast Network.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Bottom one from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium as Anthony Solomeno faces Jobert, Hernandez, and Weatherholt in this bottom of the first inning. Scoreless game as the southpaw winds Soma. First pitch fastball at 90 miles an hour for a called strike. Jobert the lefty again. Solomeno, who's making his second start with Bradenton this year. Pirates' number 11 prospect. One is grounded back up the middle. Behind the second base back, De Los Santos flings it across. And first man Jobert put away.
The catcher, number four, Sammy Hernandez.
To start this ball game. It looks like Sammy Hernandez, the catcher. First pitch, the righty is outside for a ball. And the 1-0 pitch is lined back up the middle, just past the glove and into center field. A base hit for Hernandez. So a single by Hernandez. Here is J.J. Weatherholt, the DH. Seventh overall pick in this year's draft. Set the defense for you for Bradenton. Start of the outfield left to right. Amanda Terrell, Brillin Bishop's in center. And Chalene Polanco's over and right. First pitch to Weatherholt. He fans on a fastball at 89 for strike one. On the infield at third base, it's Johnny Severino. Shortstop is Rivas. Second baseman, Yordani de los Santos. And at first is Justin Mickness. Pitch is grounded at the right side. De Los Santos flips to Rivas for one. Turn to first, and it's in time. Ending, double play. We go to the second, no score on the Marauders broadcast number.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark.
So Lynn has gone four up, four down to start. And that's just kind of what Davila did yesterday against Bradenton, and really in general. As here's De Los Santos, the righty, shows bunt, pulls it back. It's down and away for ball one. The Marauders had six hits total as a team yesterday, with four of them coming in the ninth inning. Again, they scored seven runs in the inning. 1-0 is popped in the air, foul at the right side, out of play, first strike. De Los Santos playing second base today. He was a shortstop yesterday. Pitch is ripped out and missed. Good off-speed there by Lynn, who's got a lot of fans so far. Los Santos calls time. Yesterday was 1-for-4, had two RBIs in the ninth inning on a base hit single. 1-2. Bottom two, no score is Josh Cross digs in the right side, leads things off against the southpaw and Anthony Solomeno. Glove up near the eyeballs and fires home. First pitch is a changeup, 84 down and away for ball one. Solomeno threw just six pitches in the first inning. Four strikes induced an inning-ending double play to raise that one-out single by Hernandez. 1-0. It's fouled straight back to the screen for a strike. It's 1-1. Solomeno, second start in Bradenton. Start of the year in Double-A Altoona, and was then put on the development list on June 18th and threw some bullpens down in Pirate City. 1-1, weak line drive, dribbled back up the middle. De Los Santos to his right, throws to first, and it's in time. Broken bat two as a shard goes right back towards the mound area. One out, base is clear, and now it's a battle of two guys who played high school baseball against each other, and Ian Petritz and Anthony Solomeno. First pitch from the southpaw is ripped down and missed inside. Heater at 89 for strike one. Petritz just drafted this year out of Alabama.
MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Back in New York. Top of the third inning, no score. Justin Mickness leads things off against the righty in Chenwei Len. Pitch to the lefty. He swings and misses at an up-high fastball, 97 for strike one. Lynn's gone six up, six down through the first two innings. Righty's 0-1. And fastball just outside of 96 for a ball. It's 1-1. Mickness's numbers this year is 10 for 62 in 27 games. Now the 1-1. Fastball clips the outside corner, 97 for strike two. He's got one home run, five RBIs. That was his first professional home run, a guy that was drafted last year out of Kent State. 1-2. Check swing, and he offered at it for strike three. Another changeup to get a strikeout for Lynn. He's got three Ks today.
The shortstop, number two, Javier Rivas.
Now Lynn's coming off a start in St. Lucie where he dazzled, allowed just one run on a hit, and struck out nine in six innings. Righty Rivas, a shortstop, swings to the first pitch and golfs it foul. Third base side out of play. That was an early bounce back start for him. He gave up six runs here, gave up two home runs to Clearwater. We do hit a lot of home runs in this month. One side tight for a ball. It's 1-1. It's a last month now. Today's August 1st, so it can close out some of the numbers and stat totals in July. Especially home runs for Bradenton because they hit a lot of them again. 1-1. And Rivas pops it in the air again. Third base side out of play. In the
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Anthony Solometto, the lefty, faces the righty Cade McGee to start this bottom of the third inning, no score. Working from the windup, third base side of the rubber, a long stare in. He's waiting to milk this pitch clock down. Here it is, the pitch finally, and it's a fastball to the backstop at 91. Just glanced off the glove of Alfonso. So Lomelo's given up two hits tonight. Both have been sprayed across both innings. The 1-0. And McGee checks a swing. It's in there, called strike. Good slider there at 85. It's 1-1. Two out double last inning to Jose Cordoba. And it was a one out single by Hernandez, which was erased by a double play in the first. 1-1. Float in the air, right center field. Polanco heads to his right, stops, and makes the catch off his right shoulder. Leadoff man put away. That's back-to-back F9s induced by Solometto. Solometto pitched in at Bradenton in 2021. Counts even 1-1. Time called by Jobert. Comes in running a 10-game on-base streak. He's walked a pop foul behind to him out of play. Searching for his first K today. Trying to get Jobert here. And the 1-2. Tapper foul. Waited on the slider. That's where the fastball, if it gets the velocity really back up, you know, just creates such a differential in his other pitches then. 1-2. Pop foul behind to him. Fouls here by Jobert. Can he end it here? 1-2. That's low with another slider. Pitch count still in really good shape for Solabeno, and that was part of the issue with him in his first start. Just a couple of really long innings. 18 in the last, just 6 in the first. 2-2. And that's just a tad high. All of a sudden, count full on Jobert with Sammy Hernandez on deck. Base is clear, no score in the third. Pitch, swing and a miss for strike 3, and a fastball down it. Off speed, inside. That was a nice changeup at 84. It backs Severino off the right-hander batter's box and off the plate. Two on. Fastball laced towards left center field, a base hit. And that's the first hit, first man to reach today. 3-1. Auto fans on a fastball up in the zone for strike 2. Lynn, 4 strikeouts, and they've come in bunches so far. Struck out the first 2 batters of the game, and then struck out back-to-back hitters in the third. Both were the first 2 outs of those innings. Base is clear, 3-2. Delgado flares it shallow left center field. Long run over for Jobert. It drops into base hit. And Connor Delgado's got the second Marauders hit today. Both have come in this inning. And it keeps the inning going.
Right fielder, number 35, Shenlin Polanco.
Shalene Polanco, the lefty, flat out to right field his first time up against Chen-Wei Lin. Gets a second crack here with a runner on, 2 outs, no score. Top 4, pitch. That's a called strike on a changeup. And that's where Lin's really going to throw that changeup. It's going to be to those left-handed batters. Around the letters, the 0-1. Down it in for a ball, it's spiked in. Seen the slider as well be used in against hitters like this. Today in the ninth inning and awakened. And Len has just been equally as good today. And tossed to first, and they got Delgado picked off. It's caught leaning. And that's the fourth inning. Lynn still faces just the minimum through four. Runner on, 1 out, no score in the fourth. And Solomeno peers in. And the 0-1. Inside, it hits him. Fastball just nipped him on the thigh area. And that puts Cross on. 2 on, 1 out. Ian Petrus. So Petrus, his high school teammate, round 2. Got a ground out. It's nothing in 2 as Len has retired the last 4. The only 2 men to reach were a pair of singles in the fourth inning, which are both erased. No balls, 2 strikes as Len wheels and deals. The pitch, swing and a miss at a ball of dirt. Drop third strike, gets completed to first, and Lynn has his 6th strikeout. Rivas now has 2 of those.
The center fielder, number 5, Braylon Bishop.
And with 2 outs, base is empty in the top of the 6th inning. It's up to Braylon Bishop to prolong this half inning. Well, but Ole, which is based out in Sweden, last year they had a partnership as well as year 1 of this with minor league baseball. Pitches a fastball in the outer half, called strike at 94. Velo kind of really falling off here for Lynn. It started up at 97-98. The 0-1, up and away with a changeup. But they make products, alternatives to dairy from oats, including oat milk. So they make things from desserts. So I think obviously milk, using your coffee. They've got ice cream, custard, mayonnaise, 1-1. And Bishop out in front of an off speed. It's 1-2. I personally have never tried it, but I could go for dessert, you know. What's the difference? 1-2. Down and away with a change. It's 2-2. Have seen a lot of the changeup from Lynn tonight. That seems to be his secondary pitch, more so than the gyro slider that he throws. No score in the sixth inning. Two outs, bases clear, the 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Another changeup gets Bishop. Back-to-back case, up to seven today. It's a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Bottom half of the inning next. No score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
New pitch of the ball game is Garrett McMillan replaces Anthony Solometto, who went a season-high five innings tonight. Now the righty Garrett McMillan in the bottom of the sixth inning in a scoreless game. First pitch is a fastball, 92 on the outside corner, called strike. To Braden Gilbert, the lefty, it's nothing and one. So McMillan in after Solometto in his second start. Really good tonight. As McMillan 0-1, and Gilbert fans on a changeup at 82 for strike two. 23-year-old McMillan is making his 28th appearance this year. 3-2 with a 2.18 ERA. Made a spot start as well on Sunday. 15 walks, 47 Ks, and 45 and a third innings. He's ahead on Gilbert. He's 0-2 tonight. Pitch, fastball waved at a miss for strike three. 94 from McMillan, and he's got Gilbert for the first out of the sixth inning. Close out the line on Solometto. Five innings, scoreless ball, three hits, one walk, one strikeout. And what he throws, 60 pitches, 40 strikes. First pitch is at the knees, called strike to the righty Sammy Hernandez. McMillan's 0-1. Breaking ball on the ground. It's through the 5-6 hole in the left field. Hernandez has now been on base all three times today. Ooh.
designated hitter, number 22, J.J. Weatherholt.
Runner on with one out, no score in the sixth inning. First pitch fastball is outside for a ball to J.J. Weatherholt, the former Mountaineer out of West Virginia. All-American there. Highest draft pick in program history, just beating out Alec Manoah. He's a first rounder at 18. Pitch is high from McMillan, it's 2-0. Weatherholt 0 for 2 today, it's bounced out twice. The latter one being a fielder's choice. Fourth inning, he was gunned down at home by Braylon Bishop. 2-0, outside for ball three. Weatherholt comes in right now as the number one prospect in the Cardinals' org, according to Baseball America. In there for a strike at 91. Couple of J.J. chants breaking out here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Pitch. That's high for ball four, and Weatherholt walks. Two runners on and one out in the sixth inning. Looking for an edge here. Neither team has really threatened to this point. It's the outside of Palm Beach. First pitch changeups upstairs for ball one. McMillan, made of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. 14th round pick last year out of Alabama. He was the Friday night starter for the Crimson Tide. 1-0. Low one in, back foot slider. It's 2-0 on Cross, who's 0 for 1 today, was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning. And the 2-0. Fastball chopped to the ground, right side. Could be two. Flip to second for one. It's dropped by Rivas. And everybody's safe. Rivas tried to flip it out of the hand a little bit too quick there, and so just lost the handle. And that's very uncharacteristic for Rivas, who's about as sure as a defender that you will find in the Florida State League. Rivas with his 11th error this year. Ian Petritz, bases full, one out. No score. Lefty. First pitch is smacked the opposite way to left center field, a base hit. Hernandez scores. Here comes Weatherholt. Throw to thirds offline. It's a two RBI single for Ian Petritz. And the Cardinals have a 2-0 cushion in the sixth. Believe there still be an earned run charged to McMillan because can't guarantee a double play. Well, that one really hurts. Patriots got the second on that throw. Second and third infield in, one out. Jose Cordoba takes a slider down and away for a ball. Cardinals have been the first one to draw first blood today. And so Solomeno. Again, it was off the hook anyway and five scoreless. Pitch, pop foul off the right side, out of play for a strike. Now faces Cordoba, who was the hero last night. One is flipped up in the air down the right field line. Polanco heading over there, but it drops foul in the bullpen. Palm Beach comes in with the best record of the second half of 20-10. Well, they had some roster moves today as well. A couple guys were moved up and down. Biggest name, though, was Travis Honeyman, who's a top 30 prospect, was activated off the 7-day IL, but was transferred to the Complex League just out here. 1-2. Fastball line over the head of Rivas into left center. Another run scores. Here comes Petrus as well. It's a 2-RBI single. Now the throw to second base, and they're able to get the runner in Cordoba for the second out. Either way, it's a 2-RBI single. Make it 4-0 Cardinals in the sixth inning. It's been one big inning. Bases are empty with two outs for Angelo Encarnacion, the righty. As McMillan strides home. His pitch is a fastball off the plate at 91 for a ball. The 1-0. Breaking ball ripped out and missed for a strike. It's 1-1. One-one. Swing and a miss at a ball that bounced before home for a strike two.
Everybody clap your hands.
One-two. Fastball ripped down a miss for strike three, and that ends the inning. But not before four runs come across home, and the Cardinals take a 4-0 lead to the seventh here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
First pitch from Chenway Lynn to Johnny Severino to start the seventh inning is a fastball at the knees for a called strike. Cardinals get four runs in the sixth inning. They now lead 4-0. As Lynn winds home the 0-1. Check swing by Severino on the appeal he laid off. It's 1-1. Top of the order back around here against Lynn. So this is third time through. But he's been dominant. He's allowed just two hits, both coming in the fourth inning. And both were erased. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider there for a strike. It's 1-2. Out of the four runs, just two of those were earned last inning against Gary McMillan. So it moves his ERA up to 2.53 right now, but he'll probably go a few innings tonight. Chance to lower that back again. 1-2. Check swing, a ball in the dirt. One more appeal to Chad Lagana, who says he again held up. Severino had one of those two hits in the fourth inning. It was leadoff single that was quickly erased on a first pitch double play ball to Alfonso, who's on deck. 2-2. Check swing, and that time he might offer it. He did not. Looked like he might have. Alfonso on deck. 3-2 between Lynn and Severino. No action right now in the bullpen down the right field line. The pitch down and away, ball four. 97 though, and so Lynn walks Severino to open up this half inning. I'm sure this will get the bullpen stirring now, as Lynn just threw pitch number 74 on the deck.
Omar Alfonso.
Bullpens are in play down the right and left field line. The plans are for an action to move them behind. They're going to bring in the outfield wall. Kind of like very Camden Yards-esque who did that this year. First pitch is a changeup up and away for a ball to lefty Alfonso. Just because there's so few home runs here in Palm Beach. I mean, it's 387 to the alley left center field. It's no polo grounds, but it's... got to have some pop to hit it out, in which the Marauders did that twice in the late innings on Tuesday. That was a home run by Valdez and the other by Rivas, which as Marlon Valdez not in the starting lineup card today after he was hit by a hand by a pitch last night. He then left the game. 1-0. Fastball downstairs for ball two. Quick meet on the mound there between Hernandez and Lynn. Short lead at first, 2-0. Fastball fouled back out of play. Lynn looking to go seven innings for the second time this year. First time happened in Fort Myers on April 28th. Struck out seven, allowed three hits in seven innings. He's ready from the letters, the pitch. Fastball, good looking, just low though, at 94 on the outside corner. Fastball over the heart of the plate at 95, called strike. Fonza might have been expecting something else or just trying to take the entire way with the way that Lynn has fallen behind the first two batters in this half inning. Full count to the second straight batter to start this seventh inning. 3-2. Swinging a pop foul off the left side out of play. Now the bullpen is warming up for Palm Beach down the right field line. Alfonso for two today. The pitch. Chopper back up the middle. Espinoza flipped to second for one. Turn to first. It's a double play. Second one Alfonso's hit into. This time a 6-4-3-1 in the seventh inning. It erases the walk. And two quick outs again in the seventh inning.
Designated hitter number 54, Keener Delgado.
Now Connor Delgado with the bases wiped clean in the seventh inning. 4-0 Cardinals advantage. They scored all four runs last inning. Switch hitter batting left, first pitch. Fastball located down and in for ball one. Lynn's 1-0. Fastball pop foul behind to him out of play. As Lynn gazes in, 1-1. inside on Delgado. So one for two today, had the other single in the fourth inning. Two-one. Fastball waved at and missed on the outside corner. The count's even. Two-two. Fastball sprayed the opposite way to left field, sinking fast, and it falls in front of Petrutz. A bloop single by Delgado. He's two for three today. And the Marauders get back to work here in the seventh inning with two outs. That's their third hit today, with Delgado responsible for two out of the three. Now Shalini Polanco, the lefty. First pitch, he tucks it in the air, hooking towards the foul pole in the corner, and it's foul. Wind still blowing in from right field and towards the left field foul pole. It is 325 down the right field line. It's 335 at Lecom Park, but again, this time the wind's blowing in, though. The 0-1. Outside for a ball at 87. It's 1-1. Lynn's pitch count is starting to rise quickly here. 88 pitches now. Throwing 58 strikes today. 1-1. Fastball chop right to the first baseman across. In front of the bag. He has it for the last out of the inning. No runs hit. A man left. It's stretch time. 4-0. Fastball up and away, and the count's even. It's been a tough day for Omar. He's 0 for 3, two double play balls and a strikeout. He'll look to extend his on-base streak to 8 games. Righty Showalter set the 1-1. In tight with the heater at 91.
Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Down. First pitch to Axio Plies is a broken bat, ground ball foul, third base side for strike one. As Plies comes in, replaces Connor Delgado because Mickness moves to the mound, so replaces the DH. Plies heads the dugout to get a new barrel. 5-1 Cardinals, by the way, in the ninth inning, who also have a new pitcher into the ball game. Angel Cuenza, the righty, the 0-1. Fastball in tight for a ball. It's 1-1. Pitch. Blas strikes it well. Center field. Jobert, it's over his head. And towards the wall, Blas stops at second base. Had a chance at third. Chicago area, the pitch. High and in for a ball. It's 2-0. There's the Texans playing in the Hall of Fame game. And Canton, Ohio, first quarter. Texans 7-0. 2-0. Breaking ball inside for ball three. I don't know what it is. I mean, I've never been to a spring training game until this year. And still to me, they play more of the game typically than you see NFL players play preseason game. 3-0 is fastball inside for ball four. So a walk to De Los Santos, who's on base for the second time. And runners at the corners for Edmundo Terrero in the ninth inning. When you think about it, for example, you take these two teams, for put them in perspective.
Number 15, Emmanuel Terrero.
You know, the Cardinals and the Pirates, you show up to Lecom Park, and you're going to see O'Neal De La Cruz, you know, Cruz at home. If it's a home game, you're going to see the most of the main guys play at least five innings probably. Heroes on Tuesday had the go-ahead home run in the 10th inning to provide a 3-1 victory. Does he have another home run in his back pocket? 1-0 is fouled off the mask of home plate umpire Derek Pacheco, and the count's even. Rivas didn't play yesterday. He's 0-2 with a walk today. So his last hit in the series was the home run. 1-1. Fastball ripped back to the screen, and now Bradenton is down to their last strike tonight. Second and third, two outs, 5-2 Cardinals. 1-2 pitch. High and in, up on the hands of 95. Have to wait another pitch here. Cardinals looking to take control of this series. If they win, would lead 2-1. 2-2. Fastball driven well in the air, right center field. Cordoba on the run, back there, sticks up the glove, slams in the fence, and he hangs on. That ends the ball game as Cordoba had to go way back there. And Rivas is put away to end the ball game. In the ninth, they're doing a run on two hits and two men left on base as the Cardinals win 5-2 over the Bradenton Marauders. We come back here. It's the post-game show. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave.
And welcome back to the Bradenton Marauders post-game show as Palm Beach defeats Bradenton for the second straight night. This time, though, 5-2, although the Marauders, the offense came to life late yet again for the third straight day. They score a run in the ninth inning. Let's take you back through this one. Anthony Solometo against Chen Wei Lin, the pitching matchup today. Solometo in his second start for Bradenton goes a season-high five innings, allows just three hits, one walk, and one strikeout. With really just the one big threat coming in the fourth inning, a walk and then a fielder's choice before hit batter. And then a single back up the middle. J.J. Weatherholt thrown out at home to keep the game scoreless, and so two men left on in that fourth inning. Garrett McMillan started out for the sixth inning then, and which he gave up a one-out single to Sammy Hernandez, a walk to Weatherholt, and then E6, and up loading the bases up for then back-to-back run scoring hits from Petrus and Cordoba to make it a 4-0 ball game. And so just two earned runs in that half inning. Chenwei Lin, he was dominant today. Goes 7 scoreless, 3 hits, 1 walk, 7 Ks, and which he sat down the first 9 Marauders. They had 2 of their 6 hits come in the fourth inning, which those were their most of their hits for the longest time. Severino leadoff single, then the next pitch afterwards, a double play, erased it. Delgado single with 2 outs was then picked off, and when Blanco was at the plate to end the inning. And so still, though, really, Lynn faced the minimum just one above tonight because he retired after the pickoff the next 6, a walk in the seventh inning, double play, then a single by Delgado. He had 2 of the 3 hits through 7 innings, so just one above the minimum Lynn faced tonight. He was lights out. And then the Cardinals got some more run support for him in the seventh inning against McMillan. A one-out double from Espinoza, and then 2 batters later, Hernandez doubles him in to make it 5-0. Marauders offense had some life against Showalter in the eighth inning, though, after they went, so he dipped into the bullpen. He would walk 3 of the first 4 to load the bases for Braylon Bishop, who singled to center field to drive in a run, but then Showalter struck out the next 2 to end that threat. Angel Cuenca in the ninth gives up a run after Axel Plaz leadoff double, then scored on a single from Torero a few batters later. Marauders did have 2 runs aboard. They had the tying run on the plate for the last 2 outs of the game. Were not able to deliver or pull through anymore as they fall tonight by a score of 5-2. Final numbers in this one. Marauders 2 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors, 6 left on base. Cardinals 5 runs on 9 hits, no errors, 5 then left on base. Winning pitcher is Chenwei Lin, who improves to 7-5. Garrett McMillan, the loser, falls to 3-3. Game time, 2 hours and 7 minutes, seen by 5:42 on this Thirsty Thursday at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Well, Bradenton, they will look to bounce back tomorrow, try to avoid their third straight loss here in Palm Beach as they fall to 41-58, 12-21 in the second half. Cardinals improved to 58-39, 21-10. That is a league best record in the second half. TBA for both teams starts for tomorrow, 6:30 first pitch here from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. But until then, Thomas and Zarella saying so long from Jupiter. We'll see you back here tomorrow night as the Marauders will look to get back in the win column. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. We'll see you back here tomorrow from the Dean.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.